My name is Robert Martiniano, and I'm the Senior Program Director at the Center for Health Workforce Studies. I want to briefly give an overview of the poster on trends in New York registered nurse graduations 2002 to 2018. For over 20 years, the Center has conducted an annual survey on nursing education in New York State. The survey included questions on changes in applications and acceptances over the previous years, and employment opportunities for RNs, as well as graduation numbers. Survey response rates have been consistently above 90% each year. Since 2002, the number of new RNs graduating from nursing education programs in New York State has steadily increased, more than doubling between 2002 and 2018. During that time period, graduations from baccalaureate RN programs more than tripled, while associate degree graduations grew by 67%. I want to give a little context for my next numbers. New York State recently enacted a BSN in 10 law. The law took effect within the last year, and it requires associate prepared RNs or RNs with diplomas to obtain a BSN within 10 years of initial licensure. While the BSN in 10 law has only been recently enacted, BSN completer graduations in New York have steadily increased since 2002. BSN completers are those RNs who graduated with an associate degree in nursing or an RN diploma who go on for a baccalaureate in nursing. BSN completers now make up 20% of all RN graduations in New York State. While applications and acceptances continue to increase at New York State RN education programs, many qualified applicants are still being turned away. The main reason cited was program caps on admissions. Finally, the job market in 2019 was strong for graduating RNs, with more of a market for baccalaureate-prepared RNs than for associate-prepared RNs. As we think about this research, you know, we need to put some caveats on it. The data was collected prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. It is not clear how the pandemic will affect the job market for RNs or decisions to go into nursing. Additionally, it is not clear how the BSN and 10 requirements will affect associate degree graduations and the total number of RNs produced in New York State. I think consequently, we need to continue to monitor RN graduations and other relevant RN data to understand both supply and demand for nurses.